Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This podcast is part of the Acast Creator Network.
A lad came up to me in the queue for Emirates flight out of Kuala Lumpur, and he came up behind me. He gave me a little nudge, and he goes, "Is this thing any good?"
What?
And I turned around and I went, "What?" And he had a picture of the podcast on his phone. He said, "Because I have about 7 of them lined up for this 8-hour flight. They better be fucking good." And he walked off. I said, come here for a second. He says, "Oh no, I'm only joking. I love the podcast." So hello to the man I met in a queue in Kuala Lumpur for Emirates who loves the podcast.
And was he a little Malaysian man?
No, big stout man. I think he was. No, I'll tell you where he's from. Do you know where he's from? Big 6'3" man. And he's from Rochford Bridge.
Oh, well.
Rochford
many,
bridge.
Many, many years ago at the Irish College, the far side of the little bridge in the garage, the far side of Inverurie, I held hands and danced with a lady from Rochford Bridge.
Oh.
And I can remember her name.
Oh.
I can remember what she looks like. And I daren't. I'd be afraid of calling her out now and people saying, "Oh..." But she was...
Well, you could give us her first name.
Well, you could give us a little bit more because that sounds beautiful. You and danced her at the Cayley.
And I was mad for... I wanted to hold her hand.
Oh, well, that's the most appropriate thing you've ever
and
said.
And from Rochford Bridge.
Yeah, and every time I drive through, I wonder if I saw her, would I recognise her?
No.
And I wonder, is she still in it? So we would have been about 15 when I was...
What attracted you to her, Tommy?
She's just good crack. She was good... Maybe she made me laugh and she had that kind of... I was always into women that were bendy.
Yes, bendy
means.
In mind and bendy
don't
in body.
Don't even bother explaining it.
Bendy bodies and bendy minds.
Gymnast, you like gymnasts, did you?
A gymnast of the imagination as well as the torso.
Would Randy come into that? Randy, we don't use the word Randy anymore.
Travis.
She's Randy. Was she Randy?
She's Randy.
It's always he's Randy.
No, but Randy was the word you used when somebody was quite... Or she's awful loose. She's loose. She's loose. Isn't
That was in a nice way.
And if she wasn't loose, she was...
Randy.
Tight. Do you remember that one? She was bendy of mind.
And can we
give her first name?
Is that fair to call it out?
Well, I know the girl that I kissed and the girl for the first French kiss of all time. I told you, Dunboyne. A girl's name was Niamh. And I practice on the pillow in TK
Maxx.
I used to go home.
Are you buying that?
I used to go home to the bunk bed in Rakarn, and I was in TV Johnny Flaherty's house, and I would get up into the bunk bed after having my supper, and I'd start. French kissed the pillow, thinking I was back at the Cayley, because there was a group of Nookie where you could kiss after the Cayley for 10 minutes only.
Allowed.
It was called the group of Nookie.
Would that be volume there? Would you shift as many as you could
No.
I know, back in them days we had manners.
It was all the couples. It was all the couples who are going out with each other were allowed to go to a little part of the hall in the corner.
What?
Like a mass shifting house.
And where were the coontors? They were gathered behind them, pulling themselves asunder, watching it. Sorry, adults were actively encouraging young people to go munging.
Not adults. You know, the Coonthory, the prefects were all 17, 18. We were all 14, 15 or 19. And they would say...
Sending 12-year-olds into a corner to French kiss.
Yeah, but those, so it was supervised. So it
experience,
wasn't around the back of the hall.
Experience,
it was supervised.
Yeah,
it was a group of
Nookie.
It was Gen Nomad. So you go into the corner of the hall and it was... Just meloshy French kissing.
How much damage could you do?
Sloshing and sloshing and up, tongues everywhere. Blah. And then it was in the darkness. And then group of Nookie.
What's Irish for tongue?
Changa. Saw the younger.
What's the Irish for family? Sounds bad.
I won't translate that.
Niamh from someplace.
Niamh from Dunboyne. So, Tommy, Rochford Bridge.
I hope she's in it and I hope she's well. And her first name, I remember her surname too, but I won't give it out for fear of, you know, it wouldn't be embarrassing, the poor woman. She's in her early 50s now. She could be married with 8 kids.
But that doesn't take away from the moment, Tommy. That doesn't take away from the moment you had with her.
I know, but you don't want, you know, she could be a primary school.
What are you going to do to her, like?
What?
What do you want to do by, what, such, like,
so I'm about to say Niamh from Dunboyne, and I French kissed her. What's wrong, Tom?
Okay, well.
Don't give any more information, that's not.
Rochford Bridge is only a street.
It's only a parish, everyone knows each other. Give us the first name.
What?
He did.
First name.
He just gave it.
What is it?
He said Niamh, no?
That's my one.
Would you listen to us when we're talking? Reason.
Well, I mean, you never stop, so go on.
What's wrong, Tommy?
I'm trying to think of a funny name now.
No, you're going to make it up. You're going to say Bridget, and I'm going to go, it's not. And I know if you're lying here with the names, because I know all the names in the Gaeltacht.
Okay, her name was Murrin.
No, it wasn't Murrin. You only come up with that.
Yeah, you made that up.
It's
a modern name. That's a modern name.
So I am Murrin from Rochford Bridge. You know who you are, and people from Rochford Bridge know who you are. And you can write us into the show to prove these naysayers wrong.
Tommy, did you go out with her during the course of the Gaeltacht?
No, I remember. I said something very funny to her, and I made her.
Do you remember what it was?
Yeah, I remember. Isn't that amazing? I can remember something funny.
Go on.
I said from 1985.
Right.
That's fucking ridiculous.
Yeah.
That's 47 years ago.
Oscailge.
No, it was in English. She had a jumper. There was a brand.
1985 was not 47 years ago.
It's not far off.
37 maybe.
37 maybe.
Oh yeah.
Just for
pass
my
maths for the research.
Just out of my own interest, years and dates of birth.
She wore. There was a brand of sweatshirt that had the word Nene written on one side of it. Something like that. Nay,
or
Naf
Naf.
Naf Naf.
Yeah, they were the big
ones. Well done, Naf Naf.
So on, I met her one day, and it was off to the side. It had Naf Naf, and I said, "What's the other one called?"
Oh God!
Because it was Naf Naf. It was over her
breasticles.
Her breast, and I said, "What's the other one called?" Oh. And she really laughed,
and she's still laughing to this day.
Can you remember the first time you kissed?
I don't think I ever actually kissed her.
Did you hold hands at the Cayley?
But she knew I was keen for a munch.
Did you ask her to dance?
I would have danced her at the Cayley. There was Rowan Agalini.
And she came and asked me.
I would have danced with her, yeah.
Rowan the Mookily.
Yeah. So anyway, so however we got onto that.
So that was the man in Kuala Lumpur. Hello to the Rochford Bridge listeners.
For those of you that don't know, we were,
we went to outer space this week.
We took Larita to Navan for a couple of days.
It was like going somewhere else. I feel like I'm
and on the
I'm
way out
of
Navan,
person.
We called in to see Kevin Tiernan.
That was my favourite part of the whole
was
trip,
it?
Actually.
Yeah. It was. It happened at the end of the day after we had such a busy day in Navan, touring around and seeing all the sights. And it was a lovely end to it because it was family. And there he was sitting.
Supping porter.
Supping porter with a pint of tremendous porter in his local boozer. And it was great. We got lovely hugs off him.
I would have preferred to talk to him for a lot longer.
Would you?
Yeah. I was just getting into the vibe of the chat with him.
He's a slow owl roller. He doesn't talk slowly, but there's a gentility to his storytelling, isn't there? He has a
Midlands draw to
it. Wouldn't be like me. He doesn't try to dominate conversations.
No. you get that with age, I suppose. You know, you're just sort of...
He's just one of them.
Comfortable in your own skin. Yeah. And you don't really give a fuck if...
I know, he was always gentle. Always.
No, but he's just like, do you know what I mean? I don't mean not give a fuck, but I mean like he's just completely happy in his own skin. And, you know, he's delighted to be in other people's company, but if they're not there, he's happy enough too.
He was delighted to see us coming in because Tommy had texted him in the afternoon saying, you're around. There was no answer. And then at about 5 o'clock, you got an answer and said, oh, sure, I'll meet you below in the local.
Well, what he actually said was, I don't want you coming to the house because then I'll have to hoover the hall.
That's what I'm getting. That was my best bit. He was like, I said, it's bad enough having to hoover it when you need to.
We walked into a pub. We better give it a shout out.
The Old Bridge Inn.
The Old Bridge Inn down on the old Dublin Road. And he was sitting at the window, sort of a silhouetted with a regatta jacket and a pint of
creamy porter.
A creamy porter in front of him. And he is a storyteller, isn't he?
He's a happy man.
Everything is a story to the conversation.
That's nice.
Yeah.
When you get to that age, it's nice to be happy and comfortable and enjoy yourself and be happy.
Corduroy, that's how I describe him.
Corduroy.
Yes.
The way corduroy has most of the tension has gone out of it, but there's still a few hard bits up near the groin.
Right. Okay, that's an interesting.
I'm speaking metaphorically here now. And he'd be kind of, yeah, gentility to him and a kind of an easy storyteller, kind of shaped in Athlone, but he'd come from the Mayo tradition of storytelling.
A lot of them stories originate from the West in his mind, don't they?
Ah, totally, yeah.
What did you feel, Tommy? Like, you're sitting there and you're looking at him and he's telling...
Did you tell him to fuck off?
Shut your mouth.
Is this a group therapy session?
What did you feel when you're looking at your father? Because I'm there looking at him. He's just rolling out these stories about Africa and Mayo and Donegal and Chagosk. And it's just one after the other. And I saw you. Are you proud of your dad?
Anyway, look, what I would say is...
Tommy, are you proud
well,
of that?
Are you proud of that man?
What I would say is Tommy, I have this book in my hand.
Ah, yes. This is the book that we've been seeing on social media this week.
So my sister Anne Tiernan has written a novel.
Is she proud of the book?
About our family. And now she's given them another name. She's called them the Tobins. But it's fucking us.
The last the Tobins, days of joy.
So if people are interested in digging into an artistic impression, I suppose, of what it was like growing up in our house. My beautiful and tremendously...
And you do have very good looking sisters.
Talented sister Anne has written a novel. It's been published next March. You can pre-order it on Amazon and Easons. The Last Days of Joy.
Can you give us a synopsis of it?
A family brought together by a person they said goodbye to long ago.
Oh.
The Last Days of Joy.
The Tobins. And is it set in a fictional Leinster town? Is it set?
I don't know where it's set, actually. I think part of it is set in New Zealand. Joy, the complicated, troubled mother. Connor, the high-achieving eldest child.
Yes.
Who's that based on, I wonder?
Yes. Loosely based on.
Frances, the perfect middle child. That'd be herself that's writing it. And then the youngest daughter, Sinead, who is a writer wrestling with writer's block. Anyway, it's an amazing book. I'm not just saying that because she's my sister. Anne was... do you know when your siblings are remarkably different to you. Mm-hmm. And both these were reared by the same people.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm very, you know, loving.
Based on the book.
I'd be very lazy and I'm not a worker. And I am a talker and I'm, you know, never did homework and, you know, a daydreamer.
Mm-hmm.
And Anne was reared in the same family, but by Jesus, she is somebody who has a talent and an ability to do the work. Whereas I just have an inclination to talk.
She's drive. Like.
Oh my God. So Anne got tremendous results in her Leaving Cert, went to Trinity, got fucking tremendous results there, did philosophy and psychology and English literature, got headhunted by the bank, did a few years in the... That used to happen. No matter what your degree was in, the bank would go after all the clever people.
Mm. Mm.
Do you remember that?
Yeah.
And so the bank said, oh, she's after getting top marks coming out of Trinity. Oh, we'll give her a job. So she worked with them for a while, then met this fabulous fella from Tauranga in New Zealand. And he was traipsing around the bank as well. And he says, let's get the fuck out of here and travel the world for a while.
Brilliant.
And she said, fucking sign me up, big boy. With your big muscles, sign me up. Let's go. So they spent about a year traveling around the world, arrived in New Zealand, got married, settled there in a beach resort on the East Coast. Amazing. It's a big surfer town. It's beautiful weather. And they had three children. But all the time in Anne was this desire to write novels, you know?
Really?
Yeah, all the time. She just kind of, and the kids were small. And then this is the worker thing that I'm talking about. And I'm so proud of her, but I'm also aware that she's remarkably different to me. My three siblings, I'm one of them. That I don't count. The four of us, when we get together, either individually or as a group, have awful crack together and we laugh and it's very sharp-witted exchange, but it's good crack. But we don't often all get together. Yeah. We don't live in each other's pockets. And I remember I was saying to you before, sometimes if there's been trouble in the house, the children they sprint out of it. Skedaddle. Like greyhounds, and they all run in four different directions. But Anne then, when the kids started going to school, Anne would get up at 5 o'clock in the morning and go to the gym and have an hour and a half of gym's work done before the kids even fucking woke up. And then she turned that into a writing schedule. So she'd get up at fucking pre-dawn before the kids and write and write and write and write and write. So this is her first novel. Her second novel has been published. She has that finished and done already.
Oh my God.
And this is the first one. So,
isn't that incredible?
I'm just amazed who's at her tenacity.
Tommy, which of the sisters was in the yoga and all that yoga?
Niamh.
Tell us about Niamh.
Niamh is beautiful and bendy.
That's inappropriate.
Bendy sister.
That's magnificent.
Yeah. I'm not
sure. Two beautiful sisters you have.
They're fine looking girls, yeah.
They're really good looking girls.
The Tiernans in general are a fine looking family.
Yeah.
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 They are.
But Niamh is bendy.
Is she bendy professional? Oh. Is she professionally bendy?
A professional bender.
Is she salutations to the sun?
Oh,
and
totally.
Inner dog and outward cat.
She's the backwards giraffe and the sideways hyena and all of them.
Is she professional bendy?
The red snapper. She can do all that. What?
Is she professional bendy yoga teacher?
She sometimes teaches yoga. She's got a master's in photography, and she has a she used to work as an actor as well for a while. Talented girl. She lives in Trim now, near the castle.
Oh, we could have called her to Trim too.
She is living with, do you know the new Lotto ad? And the fellas in the bath. And
yeah.
Yeah. And you're the dream inspector.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's each.
Is that him?
Yeah, the two of them are living together in Trim and they have a beautiful.
Away.
Yes,
she's
yes.
She's with the dream inspector.
Bloody hell.
The dream inspector.
That's his job. He's a dream inspector.
Isn't that unreal?
And then my brother Brian is.
Tell us about Brian.
I told you about Brian before.
Tell me more about Brian.
So Brian is gifted in very impractical ways. So Brian,
he takes after you, does he?
Yeah, so Brian would get a job. Brian has never not gotten a job that he did the interview for.
Yeah, Brian has that unique little...
Just the gift of...
The gift of getting things.
That happened to me once as well.
Embezzlement and getting things.
He's a gifted talker, a charmer. He's a phenomenal messer. I mean, he is... I'm a gentle messer. I'm a social messer. Brian is an earthquake messer. Brian is Brian is out of the whirlwind. Brian is. He took my ability to mess to another fucking level entirely. So that's the family anyway. So it's just great that Anne's book is out. Last Days of Joy.
Now go back to Kevin and answer the fucking question. You're sitting there watching your dad spouting stories, drinking tremendous Guinness.
Well, let this
How did you feel, Tommy? He's your dad, man. And he's in great form and he's in great health and he's a great age.
He is great. He's 82.
Magnificent.
And able to have a couple of pints and walk down to the pub. And I suppose my relationship with my... You know, there are people whose parents drive them up the spout... Across the roof, face down into the muck in the garage. Some mams and dads drive their kids crazy. And I'm all the time bumping into people who are talking about their mother or their father and they're saying, I'll kill the cunt. I will fucking kill them. If they open their mouth one more fucking time about the fucking pain in their leg, I swear to fuck, I was hanging on by me. How I didn't grab a hatchet from the fucking kitchen and swipe the head fucking clean off them.
Clean off her.
I don't know. So I am not in that situation in that I rarely see my father. So when I do, it's very enjoyable. So I don't talk to him that much even. I'd say maybe... I phone him maybe every 2 months or so.
Yeah.
But anytime I'm driving through Navan, I always think of him.
that's reassuring to him.
I told you about the time I was driving through recently. So I would frequently drive through Navan. And sometimes I'd call into the house and sometimes I wouldn't. And so this particular time, I wasn't in the humour for it. So I drove around. I love driving I could drive around the town and go to where I'm going, but I always drive through it, down Trimgate Street. And
yeah, you know Trimgate Street.
Out to Black Castle and Silver Lawns and Clusco Park and
class,
down the Heights. And
class.
Oh, Jesus. You do that every time you go through
I do,
now.
Yeah, I do. Actually.
Oh, the Lord's sins.
And this particular day, says, I won't call into my father and I'll leave it. And I wasn't fucking 4 miles out the road to Trim. Brr, 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 brr. And, hello, Tom, it's Kevin here, says my father. It's Kevin, it says, your dad is here. I says, hey, Dad, how's it getting on? Thinking to myself, this is a bit of a fucking coincidence now.
He's ringing and you just left the outskirts.
Yeah, and he says, oh, you were seen in the town? So somebody had seen me driving through the town and contacted him. So I was very, I like spending time in his company, but I don't live in his pocket
now.
No. And I'm not, and I suppose he'd be reaching an age where maybe, you know, as parents get older, maybe it becomes the responsibility of one of the kids to do the minding.
Yes.
So, you know.
You're very lucky in that way.
We're all hoping, you know, that there is a sudden death. my sister Niamh lives within 10 miles of him, so she's
the designated.
She's the more of the hands-on.
Well, judging by him, his demeanour and he was in good form the other day and it was great. I got a lovely hug off him and I hope to see him soon again.
And he refused to call you Hector.
Oh,
remember
yeah,
that?
Yeah, yeah.
He said, Shane. I'm sorry, I know you as Shane. Shane, that's your name. Your name is Shane.
At the beginning of the conversation.
He said it a few times, yeah. It's enjoyable. I have to say now.
He remembers the good old days. So can we repaint the picture?
The worst part of the trip was when Hector was when Hector brought us for lunch.
No, hang on. Let's go back to the start of the day. We went to say hello to our old school and we spent the morning in St. Pat's.
I didn't torture you half enough when I brought you to Ballina. In fact, you're coming back to Ballina and I'm going to bring you to every housing estate and every secondary school, national school and anywhere else that's annoying in between.
Lucia.
For the day. So
Lucia.
Let's arrange in January. And if there's any schools listening in the Ballin, the greater Ballina area that would like us to come and visit, please get in touch.
There's no reason.
The three of us will be there in January.
To give a talk on mental health.
Yes, and everything else. We'll be happy to call in and visit.
Lucia.
And please, please reach out ASAP.
You were brought into one of the finest schools in the country. There was almost a thousand
young fellas.
There's
young
something
lads.
Wrong with Navan. I don't.
I think you're trying. See, Lisa.
I'm not trying to do anything.
I think you are. I think you're.
No,
I think
I've asked a couple of people as well, and they agree with me. There's something wrong with it.
In what sense?
I don't know. I just couldn't put my finger on it. There's a void there.
You're not giving us anything, Lisa.
There's a void on the main street.
It's Trimgate. Oh, one of the greatest.
There's a lot of.
Is there fuck? It's every shop is full.
It's the Champs-Élysées of Leinster.
And it's a thin little road and the cars can't drive fast and there's cars parked up everywhere. And how many chats did we have? Walking.
We did meet loads of Trina's friends.
From the moment we got out of the car, Larita, it was pure chat. Everywhere we
that's
went.
That's every town, in fairness. Like, that's not that.
No, it's not. I've walked down the main street in Longford and no one said hello to me. I've traipsed around the town of Roscommon without a fucking...
Have loads of people talk to you in Roscommon. Your cousin John used to play for Roscommon.
That's right. But when we left the car, Larita, we went into the church. We had four conversations
into the bookshop.
Four conversations in the church.
It's a weird church.
What? Then we got out into the main street. We met beautiful Siobhan.
Wait till you hear this is right.
So I took Hector and Larita a drive around to some of the famous courting spots of my youth.
Yes, you did.
Walls
and lanes. And
up
then
the back of Black Castle, St Mary's Park, the tennis
areas.
Courts.
And then I took them to Siobhan's house. And when I was 10...
We pulled up outside and I have the video.
Weird. We parked outside for an inappropriate amount of time.
And I said, when I was 10 years of age, I called in to ask that girl to go to the cinema. And her father answered the door and says, come back in 10 years' time. And then I would say... About 2 hours later, we were walking down the main street in Navan, and who did we bump into but Siobhan? And what was the first thing out of her mouth? She said, I'm 40 years waiting for you to come back to the house to ask me to go to the cinema.
Class.
And Siobhan was looking great.
Now, beautiful now, woman.
And
there was chemistry.
There was Tommy was all sheepish.
There
wasn't
was chemistry.
He was all like, he was all, oh, this is where Siobhan lived. This Siobhan's house. And then when Siobhan rocks down the street, Tommy was all coy.
And
look, we had great.
And now he's pretending that he.
We
wasn't.
Had great chats with Jaxie Kiernan. We had great chats. We had great chats with that owl lad in the coffee shop, and the woman breastfeeding beside him, and the other woman sitting. We were just.
We went into Lockie's, went into the Royal Mead, to the Muir Group.
Full of chat, Rita. Full of soft Navin patter.
I think we should hand it over to Rita here. We went to Ballina.
And you behaved inappropriately.
That's not true. I had hay fever and was hungover.
You went to Navin. You went to Navin. Give us your overview and the some paths.
This will be lies, Hector. This will be lies anyway.
No, it was grand. Like, it was grand. I wouldn't like be going, oh, great, let's go back to Navin on my holidays or anything. And there is no hotel there, which is weird.
There's the New Grange. There's the Ardboyne. There's loads of hotels.
There's loads of hotels.
If you know where to look.
We showed you the Chippers. We showed you the Valley Etzios. We showed
you
Park Tolchin.
I think the fact that you just brought me around to houses and estates that were built in the 1970s was a bit off-putting.
But, Larissa, they're communities, and I know you could sense the vibe.
But there was no community. No,
there was. Larissa, I sat in the front of the car, and it was like a 360 panoramic teenage adventure for me, because I was with him. And listen, it was an amazing journey through these estates.
I told you that's where Davy Smith used to live. That's where Robbie McDermott.
Wogan and Robbie Wogan.
The Wogans at Clusker Park, and Terence McCaffrey.
St. Oliver Plunkett National School, over to Triton House. Look at the house. Look at this house.
Noel Cavanagh.
Look at where he was.
Stephen Flanagan, Sean McCabe. I told you
all
these
people live up at the top.
What are we talking
about? Honestly, I think
I fell
asleep when we went into the first estate, and I woke up and we were still going around.
We brought you to Lockie's pub. We showed you Paddy Fitzsimons.
Took you to my mother's grave.
We went for a finish. Your mother's grave.
That's right.
And we walked around the magnificent Navin shopping centre.
That's right.
We've done a full lap.
The shopping centre was a bit weird too. I felt like I was in Newcastle or somewhere on the suburbs of Newcastle upon Tyne, and the shopping centre gave me that kind of vibes. Bit of.
I think she's struggling, Hector.
It wasn't like it's not like going into a town like where.
When
it's
I was
all
giving
like
out about Ballina, when I was giving out Ballina, I was very hungover and I had an awful lot of hay fever and I wasn't thinking right.
I was starving enough, and you didn't.
But the words came flowing out of me. I was fluent in.
I don't want to be too.
In my comedic dismissal of the town, I was fluent. Whereas you are struggling.
I don't want to be too. I don't want to be too rude.
I think you're taken aback by Navin itself and the reception you got.
I think I was just like. I did notice if you were in Mayo or if you were in Ballina or Knockmore, you'd be offered tea and scones, you'd be brought into this house, there'd be homemade sandwiches, there'd be this. It was a bit like, you're welcome, but you're not that welcome.
Did you not get nice ham sandwiches in the staff room in St. Pat's with Colm O'Rourke and the teachers?
They were middling enough.
And the H-dippers?
They were grand. It was the H-dippers.
Did you get a nice welcome off a
did you like
being,
look, forget
school
about
kids.
Me. It doesn't matter. It wasn't about me. It was about ye. This was like a superb, down memory
superb
lane.
Superb deflection. Reason.
Yes, this was about ye, not me. I was merely a bird on your shoulders for the weekend.
Fine bird.
Yeah, a fine bird on your shoulders. Yes. And I was just shadowing ye into your past. And
what
you
did
know,
you think of the reception we got in the school? Like that was scoring a goal at the Three Arena for
I
you.
I have
two.
It recorded, it and was, we will put it out.
It was wonderful.
It was amazing.
It was absolutely wonderful. How did you feel going back into the classes? Because I did that a couple of months
ago. The smell
ago.
Of
I
the school
back
is
into
the same
the convent
smell,
and
isn't it?
Did you feel like?
Hang on, you went back to your convent.
I went back to the convent where I went to school in Ballina. We went back and we revisited. I told you about that.
I must have been listening that
day. Yeah, you were definitely not listening. But we
what
went,
did you do?
The school was closing.
Audrey, it's, you went back with Audrey.
A brand new school opened in Ballina now. State of the art, newest school in Europe, secondary school in Ballina, ladies only. And we went back to see the old school before it was closed up.
And were there students in the school when you went in?
No, it was a Saturday. All the teachers were there, old teachers and. We just went into all the different classrooms. But for us, it was like going. I felt like the only thing I was missing was putting on my uniform. So was that like for you? Did the same smell?
Hang on. Would you. Do you still have the uniform, Rita?
I do, yeah. I do.
And is it a bit. is it a bit stretchy now?
Are the buttons still on the blouse?
I don't think it'd fit me now.
Would you be.
Would you be bursting out of it?
It was a pinafore, I'd say. Maybe I'll just.
Oh Jesus!
I don't know what they're
being.
What
were those carry-on Centrinians?
I was a little skirting on it.
A small one, and you used to every day you'd get when you get off the bus, you'd tuck it up a small bit more, sort of a bit shorter, you know.
Tramp.
My mother would be constantly letting the hem down, and I'd be constantly tucking it up inside there.
When I got
And tights, would you be wearing tights?
No, we used to wear wear navy socks up to our knees.
Oh, fuck off.
And Sizzlers runners.
And then a white shirt and a navy red and orange tie.
Oh, fuck off.
Open the window.
Open the window.
Oh, and a tie and all. Like it was too much. Oh, it was too much.
Bad bitches.
The bad bitches of Ballinall.
Coming soon to a screen near you.
You're coming fairly soon.
Jesus Christ. Anyway, so my point was the smell was the same in the classrooms.
I thought the classrooms haven't changed at all.
Did you feel like I'm just going in without my uniform on, but I feel like I'm in third year, or I feel like I'm in second year?
We had no
year.
Uniform, you see, when we were
renegades of fashion.
Yeah.
We were renegades of fashion. We could wear what we wanted, couldn't we? Doc Martens, and we could do anything we wanted.
Yeah.
And I noticed that people in Navan, they love brown shoes.
That was the school.
I saw them all over the town. Men with brown shoes. That used to be a thing in the west of Ireland, but we got trendier in the west of Ireland now.
With all the shoes you got sent from the cousins in America, is it?
So we don't wear all brown shoes anymore. But they're a big thing up in Navan, brown shoes.
So tell us honestly, apart from what was your impression of the town?
It's what's happened to Navan is it's become too big. So it's still a nice small town, but there's way too many estates and it's way too big and vast now. So I think that it's somewhere lost between a town and a commuter town to Dublin. And
that's a bit harsh. I think do you think maybe it's...
It's a little bit...
There's a Mullingar vibe off it. Do the size of Mullingar. Mullingar is a big old spot.
It's a bit like Carrickmacross.
No.
Carrickmacross, are you mad? Are you out of your mind?
Carrickmacross
is a fucking, it's a halting site compared to Navan.
It is not, it's exactly the same.
Not that there's anything wrong with halting sites. I'd love to live in a halting site. Yeah. My dream would be if you'd love your halting site beside the River Shannon.
I think the essence of Navan is still there.
And then you've got some, there's something.
It's a lively town. It vibrates with conversation and crack.
It's not pretty though.
But
who are we talking about now?
The town. Has it ever,
What do you mean it's not pretty? The main street is gorgeous. There's a lot of building works going on there.
Yeah.
But Blackcastle Estate must be one of the finest estates in the whole country.
It doesn't live around the river.
No, we don't see enough of the river.
You feel like it's a bit... Anyway, it's too late to be fixed now.
But there's
now.
A spirit in the town. There's a Royal Mead spirit. There's an ancient kingdom in the middle of that town. The people are very proud and honest and as simple as the
and
day
strong,
is.
And strong.
Yes, and good people.
Good
like
talking.
That young lad. You know me father. Yeah, you know me father.
Unless there's a lot of tall men there, something that you don't possess that same gift that they have. But there's a lot of big, big, strong Mead men. Big. Men that
yes.
carry
wagon, you're the, a wagon
that would carry the town on their shoulders, and maybe just don't get that vibe from ye.
With the runts of the litter, is it?
That's why they
the Schlievings they sent west.
They sent you. They let you go.
We have to give a shout out to Colm O'Rourke, right? A warrior.
Still in great shape, isn't
he's
he?
He's in great shape.
He's a big man.
He's after 40 something years in the front line in that school, and he's retiring now to go into another warrior's adventure. Leading the Mead of Mead with Sean Boylan on the horse behind him, and the best of luck to Colm as he goes off on his new adventure, starting on the hill of Tara and down by the river and then out and down and along the River Boyne with 15 soldiers behind him.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
So it was mayhem over the weekend. Everyone was going out and me and my wife were left at the house. And sometimes we were sort of going, this is great. We have our own little time. We watch our Netflix movie. We'll have a gin and tonic because the boys are going out because they're at that age. But I went out and I got a few blocks for the fire. And as I came back in with a few blocks in my arm, I was there, what's that smell? What's that smell? And then I went in and I lit the fire. And I said, Dimna.
Is that you?
No, do you know the way? I went, did I stand on something outside?
Oh, don't.
No. And I checked my... because I went out in a pair of Crocs that I left at the door. I have a pair of Crocs that I go out up the garden to get the blocks.
I don't know why you told us that.
I have Crocs that I go up the garden to get the blocks. Crocs for blocks. And I was going... That's a rotten smell. Where is it? Them boys are gone out. Was it one of the lads that stepped on dog shit? I swear to God. So then I went into their playroom, where you call the playroom. They have a playroom. We call it now the playroom. It used to be full of Lego.
Now it's full of blow-up dolls. And punch bags.
Blow-up dolls. And Playboy books.
It was called the playroom one stage. It was Lego everywhere and crayon on the wall. Now it's just like a massive...
Syringes and vapes.
Now it's just full of cans and young lads' boxer shorts. No, it's just their room now. We still call it the playroom, even though they're men now. And I was there, that smelled... I was there, Dimna! That smell is in here. I hate smells. I was like, it is rank. What is it? So then I went into where me and the lads have our shoes. And there's about 70 pairs of runners.
The shoe area.
The shoe area for me and the boys. And I was like, I have the top 4 or 5 rows and the boys have all their boots. And I was like, that fucking smell. What's that smell? Oh, Jesus, it's rotten. So I took in every single shoe. I smelt the shoe and then I looked at the bottom of the shoe. Nothing. I was going, it's these ones. Oh, that was all fucking manky Nike white runners he has. It has to. No, they just smell like runners and they're fine. What is that smell? And then I started looking on the couch. In around the PlayStation area, bags of Doritos in under cushions. I was like, what is the fucking smell? Dimna, the smell. And then I went, the fuck? I took the hat off my head. I took the hat off my head. And I went, oh, Jesus Christ almighty. It was an old wool hat that one of the boys wore to training last week and it got wet and it never dried properly. Well, the pong, it was on my head all the time, the old woolly hat. And I went, Jesus Christ. It smelt like somebody had put the, you know when you put your gear in the boot of the car and you forget about it.
Yeah, it's just a bad old smell, yeah.
But it was on my head all the time and I was blaming the lads and I was blaming this and it was on my head.
You were doing a bit of promo for the travel show. How do you feel? How does that go for you?
It's got a great reaction.
Is it done?
I got a load of texts. Messages on social media from people who had relations and uncles and who had been shot dead and lost their lives in Gallipoli. So it's lovely to get messages from people who have relations who lost their lives in Gallipoli. And it was a great start. And this week is Bulgaria. It's going to be completely different. I was up on the top of a mountain called the Rial Mountain, one of the highest mountains in Bulgaria, 3,500 meters. Myself and Roscoe went up first. We wrapped up. Evan doesn't like any of this. He stays in the lodge at the bottom of the hotel.
Yes.
At the bottom of the mountain. He doesn't like heights. So we got up, we drive up about 6 miles to get the thing. What do you call the yokes that go up?
Ski lifts.
So we bring all the equipment. Roscoe's putting boxes on the front ski lifts and then off we go. The two of us hop on And then for the next 35 minutes, we're going up to the top of the mountain. And from there, then a quad bike collected us and took us another 4 or 5 miles through a forest up again. And then we hiked another 1,000 meters. And it was complete paradise to see these glacier lakes, seven of the most amazing glacier lakes that come down on steps. You can see them in the distance and on the up on the sky of Bulgaria in the middle of winter. And we were to meet a scientist, a lake scientist, a lakeologist. We're trekking for about an hour and a half through the snow, and it's magnificent, beautiful. We're on the top of the world in Bulgaria in the middle of winter, and in the distance I can see these two scientists that I'm going to meet. I've never met them before, and it was all organised, and we're 3,000 something metres high in the sky.
Are they just like standing there waiting for you?
They're at the lake doing all these special laboratory tests, checking the glacial waters. And next minute we arrive, start talking to these two scientists.
Marine biologists.
Yeah, but they're not marine.
They're lakeologists.
And this girl turns around and she starts talking. She says, "You speak great English." We start talking away, and she goes, "Yeah." And I said, "Tell me about your work and what exactly do you do?" She goes, "I'm a scientist of glacier lakes, and I've travelled all over the world." But interesting enough, she turns around. She goes, "I studied in Sofia University, where I did my master's, and then I did an advanced PhD in Trinity College in Dublin, and then I went." "No way!" And she goes, "Yes. My favourite lakes in the world are in your country." And I'm 3,500 metres up in the snow in Bulgaria. And she turns around and she goes, "Yeah." I says, "What's your favourite lake?" She goes, "My favourite lake in the whole of Ireland, and I know all of them, is a little lake in Donegal called Lough Conneagh. It's the most beautiful lake in the world." And I just said to myself, isn't it just...
Did she say why?
She just said it's a karstial glacier lake. She just said it's my favourite lake in the world for the purity of the water. And it's in Lough Conneagh, way up.
Oh, yeah. Isn't there a Gaeltacht up there too?
Yeah, way up there. And in the middle of nowhere, on the mountains of Bulgaria, you're meeting a Bulgarian scientist who can turn round and in one sentence, it just lifted my heart.
Opened up your Donegal chakra.
Isn't that incredible?
Yeah.
"My favourite lake in the world is in your country."
Yeah.
"Lough Conneagh in Donegal." Fucking amazing. People are amazing when you meet them like that. So anyway, that's on the show.
But I keep saying to you, you have a great facility for that though.
But Tommy, who drew us to that moment? What drew us to that? Yes, we had an interview organised, but you can never, ever, maybe it happens on the chat show, and it does, I know it does, that you can never know what avenue of chat you're going to go down. I never knew that lady studied in Dublin. I never knew her favourite lake. It's a lovely moment when something like that happens. It gives you an affinity and a relationship, and it just opens our audience to that person straight away, in the middle of nowhere.
Well, people are interesting, aren't they?
Just by saying things like that, we just don't know what stories people have to tell.
Hello, look so at T.S. Eliot.
Bulgaria's on Thursday night, by the way.
Yeah. Right. Thank you so much for listening, everybody. God bless and good luck.
Don't forget, if you do like what you hear, or if you want to check out what we do on a Monday on our special members podcast, you can go to thlpod.com and you can sign up there to become a member. Here's a quick taste of what to expect from our Acast Plus members only episode. It's out every Monday.
So what is a fire pit?
A fire pit is a place where you just light fires.
But is it a kind of a bowl?
No,
in the
it's
ground?
A bowl of steel or something, or you can buy them big, small, whatever you want. Just fire blocks in. Everyone likes having a fire on.
But did you dig a hole in the garden first?
No, you can't. No, it's not into a fire pit. It's a more like this is a piece of. This is a piece of.
Very confusing.
That's a fire pit, Tommy.
But that's what you said it was.
I suppose because I.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Barbecue with no grill.
Well, you built it, did you?
Yeah, I got a lad to make it. And
how do you mean?
It's a fire pit.
You build it up it's like a pond, inside.
You can get them in any of those DIY places. You can get big and small ones, anything you want. You throw your blocks on and you just...
But hang on a minute. Did you dig a hole in the ground?
No, it's a fire pit.
But that's what you said it was.
It's a fire pit.
No, Hector, you built it up over the ground, not under the ground. Stop. Hector, you built it up like a pond.
It's not a fire pit.
Well, what is it?
It's not a fire pit.
Well, it's just a fire
then. What is it? What is it, Hector?
Is it a stove? And now he's taking umbrage to the fact that it's not a pit.
It's not a pit.
What is it?
It's not called a fire pit.
Is it called a fire? An open fire?
Leave me alone now.
What is it called?
I don't know. I can't talk anymore. Change the fucking subject here, quick.
What?
It's not called a fire pit.
Sure, would you stop saying that? It's
not really a
pit.
That's
what you said it was. I thought it was a fire pit. It's not a fire pit. What is it, Hector?
We hope you enjoyed that taste of our members-only episode. To find out more, head to www.thlpod.com/members-only.